We don't just say, okay, here's the appraisal report, and it's going to increase your total insured value by $1 million, and your premium's going to go up $2,000. We send it to our members, tell them to digest it and review it, and then we call them and say, hey, does this make sense to you? Do you want us to come up and go over it with you, or do you want to work through it through email? But typically, we have found that meeting with them in person and going over these reports,
you help them understand, you know, why these numbers need to be adjusted.
Oh, yeah.
What the benefit is to them. And of course, you know, tornado season coming, that's going to be
right.
One of the concerns.
So that's why we do the timing of do it in fall, get the reports at the end of the year, so that we can get these billings increased right before storm season each time we do it.
You're listening to OMAG All Access, a podcast about all things affecting municipalities in Oklahoma, hosted by OMAG Director of Technology Services, Kevin Seesaw.
You're listening to the OMAG All Access podcast. This is Kevin Seesaw, Director of Technology Services for OMAG. With me today, I have Chris Webb, Director of Underwriting, and Kyle Wade, a Member Services / Underwriting Associate. We're here to talk to you about the thrilling ride that is appraisals. So from my perspective, of course, I'm interested in the data, and one of the best ways to get good data is through appraisals. So real quick, have our guests kind of introduce themselves. Chris, why don't you tell us who you are?
Thanks, Kevin. Chris Webb, Director of Underwriting. I've been the Director of Underwriting for 3 years, believe it or not, in July. Before that, I was in member services with Dory for 7 years, so I got a lot of experience from her, and now I'm in the underwriting side.
Well, thanks for joining us. Kyle, what about your history?
My name's Kyle Wade. I've been with the company for 9 years now. The first six was as a property casualty adjuster, and the last three have been as the member services underwriting associate.
So flipping sides, basically.
Yes.
Seen it from both sides. So you guys have been going through this pretty lengthy process in underwriting to appraise various buildings in our cities. And, you know, I see the data side. Really, you know, my experience with appraisals was my house, and that's all I know. That's probably what most of our cities and towns know. So help me understand how this is different, what you guys are doing, going out and appraising our cities and towns.
So it started with a partnership with HCA that was actually, we formed 6 years ago. We went through a pretty lengthy process of piloting multiple different appraisal companies, and HCA, we just felt like they were a good fit for us. They're very member services oriented like we are, and their reports were good and attention to detail. And when we partnered with them, we started with a 5-year project of appraising all of our members' water, wastewater treatment plants. We thought that was a big need. And when we got those reports back, we were right. There was quite a few plants that were underinsured. So we started with that 5-year project, and it was also buildings valued at $500,000 or above. So that project has since been completed, and we just started a new one last year, which is another 5 years, which is for all of our smaller buildings that are members insured. So all buildings that are valued under $500,000. And that has started in the northeast corner. We already started, like I said, 1 year of those. And we're continuing that for the next 4 years, which will be across the state.
So you mentioned underinsured, and as a non-insurance person myself, what is the end goal of all this? What's the benefit to our members for completing all these appraisals?
It's a benefit to both of us. We're out, obviously, like you mentioned, the data side of it. We're collecting more data from these appraisals, which means square footage, year built, construction type, and cleaning up all those things. But as far as the replacement cost goes, our policy is written at replacement cost, and these appraisals help us get those buildings valued at replacement cost. So if they do have a total loss and it's insured at replacement cost, then we fully indemnify them minus their deductible. Whereas if it was underinsured, there could be a gap there where we can only pay up to what it was scheduled for.
I see.
Leaving them in like a budget.
So that, yeah, we're trying to prevent them from being left in the lurch. I mean, does that happen often? Do we see these scenarios where we've got the wrong value? And
Kyle has the experience in it too. I mean, he can talk about that a little bit more. But as far as like just my side of it, whenever we do see the appraisal reports, the majority of them are underinsured across the board.
Really?
Even buildings that aren't appraised or haven't been appraised yet, like I said, Kyle, member services, they go out and visit with our members and go over their schedule. And we have some thresholds or some figures where we feel like where we can tell if a building's underinsured or not. And like I said, Kyle sees this a lot, and he can do desktop appraisals as well. It's not just the professional appraisal side.
Okay. In member services, we're constantly reviewing our members' policies, their coverages, and you know how much they're covering their buildings for. Like Chris said, we have minimum thresholds that we look at, and we see this quite a bit. So when we get out there and appraise these properties, it's definitely a benefit for them.
So has there been a situation where we've seen a member where they were underinsured? And I mean, what's their experience like? I mean, we're trying to make them aware that this is a benefit to them, not just we're coming out to take some of their time or just wander around and look at buildings.
Yeah, when we find that they're, when we flag something as this is probably not insured enough to where if an event were to occur and your building get totaled out, you're not going to have that coverage there to fully replace it as it's currently constructed.
Because disasters never happen in Oklahoma.
Right. So the process is kind of contact them, notify them first. You know, like Chris said, we're able to run a desktop appraisal in the meantime until we can get somebody out to fully professionally appraise it.
And a desktop appraisal means?
It's just a software that we use where we collect data from our members, typically construction type, size, and the occupancy, which would be what the building's used for. Mm-hmm. And we input all this information, gather as much as we can, and it basically spits out a replacement cost for us. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not perfect. They're not there. We don't know. We can't necessarily get all the information that HCA does. But it's a pretty good in-between until we do get them out there.
So being on site's pretty critical.
Definitely more beneficial than not.
To getting good data. Mm-hmm. So tell me about that process. What does it look like when it's not just you guys, it's also the staff from HCA show up at one of our cities and get to work? What does that process look like?
It's very painless. I mean, like I said, I'd mentioned HCA is very member services oriented, so they're really good with our members. Really good reflection of OMAG. We really typically HCA sets up the time and when to go out. And then when they get there, we're there to kind of just be the liaison between the member and HCA. And we just kind of streamline things. And there are some structures that HCA might not know if we want to appraise it or not. Like while we're there, the city might say, well, we're about to demo this building. And if they're going to demo a building, then we're obviously not going to appraise it.
So it's another good opportunity to meet with the city, figure out what their plans are, help them make sure that we know what their plans are, we know what their data should be, we know essentially what their insurance should be.
Yeah, they do this a lot. They do it all over the United States for multiple pools, so they're pretty good at they can call ahead and get blueprints and stuff like that if the city has it. And then when they're there, a building typically takes 20 minutes. A plant can take a couple hours depending on how big it is. But a building, I mean, it's, like I said, very painless, and they're in and out pretty quick.
And they're not shutting down, like, water, production. No.
So. Yeah, everything can go. Business is normal or business as usual for our members when we're doing it.
OMAG All Access would like to thank you for listening to this podcast. For your time, we would like to offer you the chance to win a pair of OMAG All Access Bluetooth headphones. To enter, all you have to do is head to www.omag.org/allaccess and click on the corresponding image at the top of the screen. The password for each episode will change, so make sure you are always up to date on the newest episode of OMAG All Access by subscribing with your favorite podcast app. The password for this episode is municipal. Follow the directions on the giveaway page and you will be entered. Good luck.
What happens after the appraisal is done? I mean, I think, as a homeowner who's gone through this precisely once, you're always a little worried that the next step is going to be, oh, your rates go up or something bad's going to happen that's going to impact your bottom line. What are our cities seeing?
Well, that's a good question. After the appraisals are complete, HCA goes back to their office and they do all the reports. And we typically do appraisals in the fall and we get the reports at the beginning of the year. And once we get those reports, the report itself, which shows how they got the replacement cost value and pictures of the building. And then in addition to that, Kyle, myself, and Stephanie create a spreadsheet that does a premium breakdown and it says what the impact's going to be. So we don't just make the changes to our members like a lot of different companies would do. We don't just say, okay, here's the appraisal report. It's going to increase your total insured value by $1 million and your premium's going to go up $2,000. We send it to our members, tell them to digest it and review it. And then we call them and say, hey, does this make sense to you? Do you want us to come up and go over it with you? Or do you want to work through it through email? But typically we have found that meeting with them in person and going over these reports.
So you help them understand why these numbers need to be adjusted.
Oh yeah.
What the benefit is to them. And of course, you know, tornado season coming, that's going to be
right.
And concerns.
That's why we do the timing of do it in fall, get the reports at the end of the year so that we can get these billings increased right before storm season each time we do it. But in addition to going over it with them, we also, any midterm increases that are a result from appraisals are waived. So
if Wait, say that again. So that's now how do I get my insurance company, my homeowner's insurance company to do that?
Yeah, well, this is something that we got approval from our board a couple years ago, because when we first started this project, our members weren't accepting these changes, and it's because they hadn't budgeted for any increases. So all these buildings were going up and they needed the coverage, but they hadn't budgeted for it. So it's really hard for our members to just say, oh, okay. Yeah, we'd love to increase our buildings, but we've already budgeted, we've already paid premium, but now it wants to go up because, you know, it's midterm. So
yeah,
we waive that midterm. It doesn't matter if it's $20,000. It doesn't matter. It's
That's
waived
huge.
Midterm, and then they see it on the renewal.
So they get 6 months of that additional coverage for no additional cost.
Yep.
That's amazing. Okay. I understand the budget cycle, too. That's got to be huge. So, I mean, you've listed all the ways that the appraisal process is different from us, from what, you know, any of the staff might expect for their own house or whatnot. How else, you know, how else is this process impacting our cities and towns? Anything else you want to share with them?
Well, it's a good way for us to form relationships with our members. We're very involved in the process. It's not just HCA going out and then collecting the data and giving it to us and then us giving it to our members. We're there, they see our faces, and it's not that we don't trust HCA. Like I said multiple times, they're very member services oriented, but they still like to see OMAG.
And we've had a good long relationship with HCA.
Yeah. Yeah. At first, when Kevin and them would go out there, or HCA would go out there, I'm sorry, Kevin's one of the appraisers, but they were...
Not this Kevin.
Yeah. We would get phone calls of, hey, is HCA with OMAG? And we're at the majority of them now, because our members, like I said, they like to see me, they like to see Dory, they like to see Kyle.
And we'll bring them free pens. Them.
Pens, maybe a coffee mug if you like.
Awesome. Yeah, even better.
And all, you know, cleaning up all the data. Our members like to see locations that are scheduled and have all that data on there, so it's easier for them to identify them if there is a claim, and same for us and same for our claim. So there's multiple benefits to the process. And
as the data guy, I'm sold, because it sounds like you guys are getting cleaner data this way.
Yeah, and we've had nothing but positive feedback from our members through the process, and even the reports that they receive. Those reports that we get, they all get a copy of colored photos. We usually print them out, and of course, we email them the digital ones.
So they get it all too. Where are you guys headed next? What's next on the appraisal list?
So we actually just got approval to do a new project with HCA. Now, the 5-year project that we're in the middle of for buildings under 500,000 is ongoing, but we also are going to do substations for our members. So we have around 50 electric cities, and electric cities means they provide electricity to their members. And so we felt the need that they've never been appraised through this whole process. We had water, wastewater treatment plants and the higher valued structures, and then we moved down to the buildings under $500,000. But as you guys know, substations are very exposed, and so we just felt the need to get those appraised. And we're going to try to get that started this spring, actually before spring. If we could get it done maybe before storm season, that would be ideal.
Again, that seems to be kind of the busy time, so I get it. Well, anything else that our members need to know about this process?
I'd just add that, like Chris said, we try to get these things worked around storm season and finalized. So right now is a good time without approaching. Remind our members, just be looking at your schedules. A lot of things we go unscheduled that are at high exposure for, you know, storms are things like your storm sirens, radio towers, if you have any, even just storage buildings. A lot of times you forget, you know, you may have a storage building out back behind a property that you have insured. You may think that building's coverage applies there too, but unless it's attached, then the coverage wouldn't apply. So just be aware of those things and look at that.
And just a quick note for our members too, of course, schedules and a decent amount of this data is available in OMAG's member dashboard.
Absolutely.
Always a good reminder from the technology side. get to plug our work as well. You guys have anything else our members need to know?
Not just if you need help with anything property related or liability or auto, of course, just give us a call. Dory and Kyle and all the other member services, Lori, who's new, they're more than happy to come out and go over all that stuff. It can be pretty painless. Dory will talk a lot, but it's a wealth of information, I promise.
Well, that information, our contact information is available at www.omag.org. I'd like to thank Chris and Kyle for joining me here today on this episode of the OMAG All Access Podcast. And once again, make sure to reach out to them via email, phone, website. All of that information is available, www.omag.org. Thank you again for listening.
We hope you can take something away from this podcast that will help your city or town. You can find more information about OMAG on our website at www.omag.org or on our Facebook page. Thanks for listening. If you have questions or ideas for a podcast topic, please send them to allaccess@omag.org. On the next episode of OMAG All Access.
And it's also helping our animal control officer. The worst thing we can have happen is an animal control officer who gets a call, who drives by a property, sees a dog and includes there's no danger, it hasn't bitten anyone, dog is friendly, all seems well, and it goes about its business. And the next day a child is injured by that dog. It takes away that concern and really helps the animal control officer, I think, better do their job.
This episode is copyright OMAG 2022 under the Creative Commons 4.0 Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives International License. For more information, please visit creativecommons.org.